World Soccer Sock Radio is here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. A very warm hello from me to you. Thanks for making this show a part of your daily plans. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Thanks for checking out the website, worldsoccertalk.com. Tweet me, get involved with the Twitter discussion. It is oh so juicy at times. It is always fun and always entertaining, for better or worse. At NateWST to get a hold of me on Twitter. Again, at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk to get a hold of all of us with all of your soccer-inclined Twitter gold. At Sports Byline USA for updates on this program. Tyler Gooden, a writer and filmmaker and creator of the FC Start movie, is going to be joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. You may have had a chance to check out a couple articles on worldsoccertalk.com over the last couple of days. If you didn't, no worries. Still time to go check out those articles, and also a very, very compelling show for you here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. Tyler Gooden, creating the FC Start movie, a story about a Ukrainian baker from 1942 dealing with the Joseph Stalin tyranny followed by the Adolf Hitler takeover of the Ukraine. And in 1942, this Ukrainian baker led a football side against a team of Nazis. That's only the beginning of the story. There's so much more that goes with this thing, and I cannot wait to talk with Tyler Gooden to get a little background on the FC Start movie, background on the story, some background on how he became so inspired to create this project. It's been a long-running thing for the filmmaker himself, Tyler Gooden. We'll talk with Tyler all about the FC Start movie. Cannot wait to get this discussion going. It is also a Fearless Friday. Fearless Friday forecast will come up at the end of today's program. The weekend ahead, it's a big one for yours truly. Man United and Liverpool tomorrow. Not feel at all too hot about my beloved Reds traveling to Manchester for that one, but we'll see if they can pull off something special without Coutinho. Everton and Chelsea on Merseyside, the Blues and the Blues. I'll be at Avaya Stadium again. Quakes and Sounders tomorrow night, Saturday night, MLS soccer, and then the Milan Derby on Sunday. I will lay down predictions for all four of those matches at the end of today's program. Everton, Chelsea, Man U, Liverpool, Quake Sounders, and the Milan Derby. Tyler Gooden with us on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. It's World Soccer Talk Radio.
See the world's best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Load up your truck and save with a two-day event for Lowe's business customers. Come in Tuesday and Wednesday, September 15th and 16th, and ask for 5% off in-store. Or go to the new lowesforpros.com, a website built for your business. Plus, save an extra 5% with a Lowe's business credit card. See Pro Desk in-store for required coupon details and exclusions. Registration required for savings online. Credit offer subject to credit approval. U.S. only. 5% off for pros, September 15th and 16th, only at Lowe's.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code ATTACK to play free for a shot at $2 million in Sunday's $10 million millionaire maker. Enter ATTACK for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Excited to be joined in this edition of the show by a writer and filmmaker and creator of the FC Start movie. His name is Tyler Gooden. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Nate. Thank you very much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So let's get right into this thing. Tell us about the story of FC Start. I talked about it a little bit in the opening. Please elaborate. Tell us what FC Start was and is to you to this day.
Sure. Well, you know, the historical account of the story is kind of where I'm basing the film from. But to give some background on that, World War II was in Ukraine. Came about pretty much in the middle of an already brutal time for Ukrainians. They had already been, survived through the Stalinist purge and the man-made famine, as a controversial famine that happened in the region. And, the Eastern Europe had always been up for grabs between the East and the West. You know, if you lived anywhere east of Berlin and west of Moscow, or Stalingrad at the time, you were pretty much in between two of the most brutal dictators in human history, being kicked around like a soccer ball, so to speak. So Ukraine also was the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. It was a very fertile farmland, and they had tons and tons of resources to feed pretty much all of Europe. But they were starved out of it. They weren't able to feed their own people, and it was mostly the beginning through Stalinist the Soviet system and the way they had kind of basically robbed the land. Well, there was a baker. His name was Joseph Kordik, and he was a huge soccer fan in Kiev, and before the war. So he would go to all the games. It didn't matter who was playing. It could be, it didn't matter. He just loved soccer. He just loved the game, football. And he was also a baker. He ran it. But these aren't bakeries like we might think of a bakery. They were called chlebzavods. They were big, giant baking factories that they would use to feed the mass population. But they had certain quotas of grain that needed to be met and stuff like that in the fields, and this was all getting kind of processed through these grain, these baking factories, when Hitler came in, the Nazis basically lied to the Ukrainians and said they were going to liberate the country and all of this, and there was an invasion and there was a war and with the Red Army and whatnot. But when the Nazis took over, they put Kordik back in charge of the bakery and assigned him the task of finding some bakers to run this factory. And all of his bakers had been killed in the invasion. So instead of hiring people with baking experience, he went out and found the surviving members of his favorite soccer teams. They brought them into the bakery and saved their lives, basically, put them to work. And he had a chance to be in the company of his heroes, really. And so the Nazis had no idea that these were professional soccer players that were working in this bakery. And so they saw them kicking around a football, and they challenged them to a game, and the bakers beat the hell out of the Nazis. And the Nazis, of course, thought they were the great Aryan race, the great athletes, and they were humiliated by these starving Ukrainian bakers who had lost everything up to this point and now suddenly had had a victory on the football pitch. And this led to a series of events that kept escalating, and the stakes kept rising because the football the bakers kept winning the games. And the bakers were kind of given a choice to either throw the game and walk away with their lives, or if they were to continue to win, they would be taken away to the concentration camps and face execution. I mean, this is pretty much the general synopsis of the historical events, and I'm kind of pitching it live, so there's a lot more to it, but that's really pretty much the groundwork from which this film is being constructed.
Well, Tyler, please tell us how you first came across this incredible story.
The first introduction that I had to it was when I was traveling through Europe, and I actually read about it in a guidebook. And I thought to myself, this is just an incredible story. It needs, you know, should be made into a film. And I had already been thinking about, you know, I'm very interested in games. I'm just interested in the metaphor of games and how human beings, you know, play games. It's just this interesting sort of phenomenon. And I just was thinking about, this is a great story. It should be made into a film. And I just kind of tucked it away and didn't really progress with it very much. And then I started working in the film industry in Eastern Europe, actually, in Czech Republic. And I started to realize that there was a possibility to turn this into a film. So that's how I was introduced to it. And then, of course, I went on and did some research and constructed several drafts, and it got rejected. And, you know, I did a lot of, you know, it's been down many, many journeys since that initial kind of spark.
Well, tell us a little bit. Well, we'll get more into the creative process of this thing in the next segment. But in the 3 minutes that we got left before we got ahead to break, tell us, you know, some of the things that you've learned additionally since starting this thing a few years back. Talk about things that you've actually learned about the story to enhance your creative potential with this project. Things that you've learned about FC Start.
Sure. Well, I would say I've learned more about the region. To be honest, I lived in, you know, more or less in the same area. I mean, I was a little bit further south, but all of Eastern Europe has a certain kind of atmosphere and history that is sort of interrelated. But I learned a lot about the intricacies of the region, the history of Ukraine, the like little details about names of people that lived in different parts of Ukraine at that particular time. I learned a lot about the football clubs of the region. Like, a lot of them were made up of like working class guys, like the miners. You know, they had a team of miners that one of the FC Start members was a part of, and they were just a group of miners basically from the east who got together and played football. You know, and they became stars. So I learned a lot about that. I learned a lot about music and art and the avant-garde movement of the time, the avant-garde artist movement. And so it was lots of stuff like this that kind of came up in my research. And the art direction, filmmaking information as well, not just research in terms of history, but just how to make a better film, really.
Well, we'll talk about on the other side of this next break here with Tyler Gooden, the creator of the FC Start movie, writer and filmmaker. I'm very glad to have on the program in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We'll talk a little bit more about his creative process, how this project really came to be, how Tyler became so inspired with this thing, some of the difficulties in creating this film, and some of the most fulfilling aspects of the creative process. And we'll try to take a little trip inside the Zenit Stadium, something that we know to this day, one of the most famous, known as the Death Match, which was the name of one of the several football matches that Tyler referenced right there. Try to get more of a true taste for what the atmosphere was like for such a bizarrely incredible encounter between this team of Ukrainian bakers from 1942 and their Nazi opposition. We'll talk about the death matches, and we'll talk a little bit more about the film and the creative process that went with it and is still going on with the creation of this film, the FC Start movie. It is an incredible story, and we will continue talking about it on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We're privileged to be joined by the creator of the FC Start movie, a writer and filmmaker by the name of Tyler Gooden. And in that last segment, Tyler, we talked about the series of matches between the Ukrainian bakers, who were also many former professional footballers who played for teams such as Dynamo Kiev and Lokomotiv Kiev, and their series of football matches against the Nazis, against teams created by various such was the German air defense artillery team, the Flakelf. And the famous match, or at least what many people consider the most famous match of the series of games that you bring up, is known as the death match. And it was played on August 9th, 1942 in the Zenit Stadium in Kiev. And it was won 5-3 by the Ukrainians. And there's so many disputed accounts of this match, and it just so happens that there's not too many eyewitnesses that are still alive to this day here in 2015. And one of the things that you try to do in this film and in reading a couple other interviews with you is you really want to paint the picture of the atmosphere and what this thing was truly like to be in the stadium for an encounter of this magnitude, something labeled as the death match. And so can we do that right now? Can we take a trip back to August 9th, 1942 and get inside the stadium and kind of feel what the atmosphere was like at the Zenit Stadium back on August 9th, 1942?
Yeah, well, it was, of course, it was very polarizing environments before the game even, you know, before the match even would start, because you have to think about it in terms of, you know, football, of course, is a huge aspect of the story, but we have to think about it in terms of what was the environment like, what were the stakes that were being played against, you know. I don't think it's just a football match. I think it's a game for the soul of a nation, and you know what was at stake here was the voice of a country, really. So, you know, it's a very tricky topic, to be honest, to discuss what really happened and how to turn that into a dramatic film. You know, if people know this story, then they're going to have a certain expectation when they go into watching my film. But I really recommend people to know the story through documentation, through documentaries or books or reading it. And then with our film, to see it as an interpretation. Because the way I'm approaching it is more in the way Kordic remembers it, which is different than the way... because history is hard, you know. There's always somebody sort of documenting it and giving their interpretation of what happened. Even a historian is still filtering it through their lens. So as a director and as a filmmaker, I must do that as well. And that's why it's, you know, it's art, or it's an expression. So my interpretation of the Zenit Stadium and what was happening, it was simultaneously a birth and a death occurring at the same time. It's the game becomes this sort of platform or a field of dreams in a way of a people that had been crushed and defeated and squeezed between two tremendously difficult opposing sides, and they were born on that field, you know, but at the same time there was a death through that game. And so there's a lot of magnitude, and in order to express that on a field, you've got to build up to it. You've got to have some kind of dramatic harmony to get there. It's just like music, you know. Music composition has rules. Well, so does drama. And so that's why if people want the real true timeline, the sequence of events, what happened, I really recommend doing some background and learning about that. But to experience the dramatic aspects of it, I had to construct a screenplay in a way that really expressed the feeling and the stakes of that final game. And so that's why I've constructed it in a way that this is how Kordic remembers it. So that way it gives some license for the interpretation and still respects the integrity of you know, of history. And so that's kind of how I'm approaching it. And that's how I see the game. And I don't know if that answers the question, but that's
Tyler, one of the things that I'm actually curious about in doing some research and looking at various documents and recounts of the match itself, one of the most interesting aspects of it, and you touched on this very briefly in the first segment, and that is the threat of death if they were to embarrass the Nazis, if they were to win this game, that they'd be killed off. So it was sort of this truly catch 22 yeah. situation. And but this goes again back to the disputed accounts that there have been various players who played for FC Start in that game who gave interviews, you know, all the way till many of them passed away in the 1980s and 1990s that are still disputed. Some say, yeah, they were threatened that if they won the game, they'd be executed. Others say that was complete nonsense, that no, they were never threatened with execution. They just went out to play this match as if it was any other football match. It just happened to be against a team of Nazis. Can you touch on that a little bit as far as the threats pregame that the FC yeah. Start players may or may not have been getting?
Yeah, well, that's kind of pretty much the summary of, you know, it's a good point, and it's pretty much why I chose to do things the way that I did, because we have to understand things in terms of what do they mean. You know, and not necessarily in terms of what happened. I mean, I did do my, you know, I did the research. I translated all these old newspaper articles from Novo Ukrainsky Slovo, which was a magazine. I translated some other articles from Kiev back in the early 2000s. And I realized that there was a lot of kind of gray area. But the threat and the threat was always there. I mean, the threat was there, by the time they got to the game, it was, you know, like they were already on the edge. You know, they had already been on the edge. It wasn't a game played on any kind of normal conventions. It was a game already where death was at stake from the very beginning. They went into the bakery having survived an invasion and people were eating bark off of trees, you know, to survive and stuff. So it was, they were already at that stage. And so that's why people say, why would anybody like risk death to win a football game? Like, well, they already were at the edge of death. And so they ended up winning something that they had not previously had. They ended up earning back and gaining back a voice. And in a way they beat death, because we're still talking about them today. So they played a game against death, and that's really what is at the heart of kind of the theme of the story, is that this is a game against death. It's not just some football game between bakers and Nazis. It's actually, on an allegorical level, it's a game against a higher kind of price. So in terms of the threat as well, the Ukrainian people also face another kind of threat after the invasion of the Nazis, which was that the Nazis lost the war. You know, the Nazis didn't win. And who won? Well, it depends on which side of the metronome you swing, because the Russians, the Soviets, pretty much won back a certain amount of territory. And so when the Soviets came back in, the Red Army took over Ukraine again. Now you had very, very paranoid regime. Stalin took back over the country after Hitler had taken it from Stalin in the first place. So Stalin came back in, and everybody was suspicious of being a traitor. Stalin was already paranoid. So the Ukrainians had to deal with that as well. After the games, after the invasion, after everything had been taken over, and they had to work for the Nazis and do things for the Nazis, the Soviets kicked the Nazis out and said, okay, who was on our side and who wasn't? And so there was tons of purges, there was tons of executions even this was not a happy story. But in the middle of all this weight, in the middle of all this heaviness, is a lightness, which is this football game. And so that's why, you know, people, when I first started pitching this screenplay stuff, everybody was, you know, people that read it were like, it's too bleak, it's a great story, but nobody will like it because it's just a terrible, you know, the Nazis win and the heroes die and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, but that's what gives the counterpoint. The counterpoint to all of this misery is some really... a moment of truth and a moment of empowerment, and that's why the story, that's why the game is going to lift the audience out of their seats when we finally arrive to it. So yeah, the threat was always there. And before we get too much further, I'd like to thank Tariq Amir, who actually referred me to to you guys, and this is how we're doing the interview. And he wrote an article about all of this, and I really highly recommend anybody who's listening to check out his work. And he's very passionate about this story. He's a great...
Definitely check out the articles on worldsoccertalk.com. We got to head to another break here. And a huge thank you to Tariq. Without him, we would not be doing this interview right now. We are with Tyler Gooden, the creator of the FC Start movie. And on the other side of this next break, we're going to talk a little bit about how this story relates to modern day Ukraine and everything going on in Ukraine right here in 2015. More with Tyler Gooden right here on World Soccer Talk Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Sports betting and daily fantasy sports will never be the same with advanced algorithmic tools from SwishAnalytics.com. With data-driven bet recommendations for every MLB game every day and a suite of daily fantasy tools including player projections and optimized lineups, it's easier than ever to beat the sportsbooks and your daily fantasy competition at SwishAnalytics.com. Get started today with your 7-day free trial and start making the smart bets and daily fantasy plays every single day with SwishAnalytics.com. That's SwishAnalytics.com. Smarter sports. Bet on it.
Looking to break away this fall? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Fall rates from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to Lodge at Tiburon.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. Or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. During the past few months, we have created a new weekend tradition, which includes watching your favorite team play on TV, muting the TV broadcast, and then heading over to Rabble.tv to hear audio during the game from a cast of knowledgeable and passionate characters, ranging from the full-time Devils, Sam Kelly, Kartik Krishnayer, Juan Arango, and many other friends of World Soccer Talk Radio. Well, now, Rabble.tv has taken it to the next level with a brand new website redesign, full new redesign, as well as new apps for Android and iOS smartphones and tablets. Rabble is taken off. So no matter whether you're at home or on the road, tune in this Saturday for the broadcast of the Everton-Chelsea match live from Goodison. Listen to Gary Hayes from the Bleacher Report, the lead Chelsea correspondent for the Bleacher Report and a friend of this show, sharing his thoughts and opinions during the match. Chelsea only recording one win out of four games so far. It's more important than ever for the Blues to put in a convincing performance on Merseyside against Everton at Goodison Park this Saturday. Plus, if you heard the show on Tuesday here on World Soccer Talk Radio where we had Gary Hayes on as our guest, you know people are already calling it the John Stones Derby. That's right. Can't buy you stones. Money can't buy you stones. Not at all. John Stones suiting up against the team that tried to swoop him up all summer long. So with Rabble, you can get involved by posting your questions or observations into the comment section. If you got an iPhone or Android, install the Rabble TV app and add a comment to the message board and listen live via the app. Or, better yet, create your own broadcast. Call one of your team's games after you listen to Gary, of course. Listen to Gary do the Everton-Chelsea match, and then call one of the other matches from this Premier League weekend. Call an MLS match. Call the Milan Derby on Sunday. Whatever it is, call one of your team's games, any sport, anytime. It's free. It's a great way to cut your teeth as a broadcaster here with Rabble.tv. And again, join Gary Hayes this Saturday, 7:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Everton, Chelsea, Rabble.tv, where it's your team and it's your call. Nate Abarrea is my name, the host of World Soccer Talk Radio. That's my gig. And I am joined by Tyler Gooden, writer and filmmaker and the creator of the FC Start movie. Now, I talked about something at the end of that last segment, Tyler, and it was great chatting with you during the break there. All of this work that you're doing and all the background knowledge that you've picked up on the culture of Ukraine and these resilient people within this incredible area of Eastern Europe, the breadbasket of Eastern Europe, as it was called for so long, it really blows my mind the parallels that I'm picking up listening to you talk to what's going on today in Ukraine, to what's going on here in 2015, and how it parallels so much what these people were going through in Ukraine in 1942 and all throughout the World War II years. Would you care to touch on that and what that really means to you as this creative process is going on and you're studying so much history, and yet history seemingly is completely parallel, and not completely, but very much parallel to what's going on today?
Yeah, it's definitely pivotal. Pertinent to what's happening now, and it actually really validated a lot of what I'm doing, what was going on, especially last year with my on Maidan and even before that with the Orange Revolution and all of this. You know, like, as an artist, you kind of, especially if you spend a long time with something, you reach certain questions and why you're doing what you're doing. And last year when all of this stuff happened, I suddenly felt really like what I was doing with this story was the right thing, the right approach to how I've been working on it, because so much of the story and the way I'm approaching it has to do with actual country. And football, of course, is an instrument that I use a device to arrive at a resolution, but so much of the story is about the country. And what's happening now is what was happening 300 years ago. I mean, it's not even in World War II. I mean, this has been going on for centuries. And much of Europe, in fact, and especially Eastern Europe, has been like this. You know, this is a part of the world where you have all these histories and cultures kind of slammed together beside each other. And they've had to learn how to get along with one another. You know, the Slovaks and the Hungarians might not like each other, the Swedes and the Finns, you know, like the Russians and much of Eastern Europe, the Germans and much of Eastern Europe. So there's, you know, the Irish and the English. There's a lot of tension in Europe, and that's why you have every 10 years there's something like this happening there. And so it's very important, I think, to the story that I'm telling, and vice versa to what's happening there now. It was an emotional experience for me to see everything that was happening, and even just last year, because I definitely felt a parallel to the story I've been telling. And to be honest, much of what I wrote years ago in the feature-length screenplay, it was almost like I was pulling it from what was happening at the same time last year. And I was thinking to myself, man, if anybody sees this film or was to read the screenplay or to see it, next year or whenever we finish it, a couple of years it might take, I don't know how long. If they were to see it, they would think, wow, he wrote this because of that stuff that was happening. But in fact, I wrote this like years ago. I think even before the Orange Revolution, I had written it structurally in this way and in certain things about the inner dynamics of the country. So it really goes to tell you a lot about the struggle of the country and how it's been like this for a long time and how it's affected the psyche of Eastern Europe. And a lot of admiration as well. You know, I have a lot of admiration for the resilience and, you know, the country itself, Ukraine, it means borderland. It's always been on the border. And you go to Prague and you see there's a giant metronome on one of the top of one of the parks where there used to be a sculpture of Stalin. And that metronome just goes back and forth between east and west, east and west. It's just this giant metronome going back and forth. And this pretty much sums it up for me. This is what has been going on for a long time. So it's in the story for sure.
Well, Tyler, in the 7 minutes or so that we got left here with you, I want to talk with you a little bit more about your creative process. I think it's safe to say you're a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to these projects, and you want to make it as good, as great as it could possibly be. It's been a long, grueling process, I'm sure, with this project. Some of the things that you've told me, some of the things I read about in the interview and other things that I've picked up on the SC Start movie. Talk about the difficulties for you being a perfectionist, being how much the magnitude of this story and how you don't want to leave anything out. You don't want to put in too much. Talk about the difficulties for you in this creative process and when you think it'll be ready, this FC Start movie.
It's a good question. And it's a question that I want to have the answer to, just as much as anybody, if not more. I don't know if I'm a perfectionist. I definitely have a standard that I want to meet in terms of quality. I want to give the audience the best as I can. I want to scale this up as well. One of the reasons why it's taking a long time, the biggest reason why it's taking so long is our infrastructure. We're a very small team taking on a very, very ambitious task. And if I had the answers to how to scale it up, I would have the answer to when we would be finished. I know we'll have we're doing a featurette first. It's like a 20-minute introduction to the whole story, and it's kind of almost like a first chapter. But it also has managed to allow us to build much of what we're going to need to finish off the entire feature. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff ready so that we can just seamlessly start to complete it. But the featurette should be finished, I don't know, hopefully in the next year. I've been doing it because it's a story that I have to tell, you know, and in terms of the challenges and the creative process and stuff, we have a team of people that are spread around the world that are working on this. And each person has a set of tasks that they do, and they wear several hats. They're very solution-oriented people who bring a lot of talent and skill level to this. And I'm one of the contributing artists as well, but I'm also having to manage it and lead it and deal with more than I should. But at the same time, I would love to have partners on this and love to have a bigger team. The investment into it that allows us to set up a proper shop that where we're able to just churn out the work. That is the biggest reason why it's taking a long time, is because we're doing it one step at a time, and we're doing it as an animated film as of right now anyway. And this is just a very, very arduous, tedious process. So in terms of creativity and how we're doing it and all of that, that's pretty much it. I mean, we have a system, you know, we have a system in place, but it's, and, you know, we're in the last couple of laps of making this featurette. We really are. I mean, we've got all animation is complete. We've done the animation. We're in the middle of lighting it and doing our shading and color, and we're going to have to composite it and do the music and do the final edit. So that's the last couple of laps. We've built the sets. We've done the animation, camera. All of this stuff is done, but even though it's the last couple of laps, they're very long laps. They take a long time to complete. So, you know, it's kind of a question that I really want the answer to as well. But my strategy up to this point is to put in 20 paces a day, no matter what. Just get up and move forward every day. The goal is to make the movie. So what's the quickest way to make the movie? Well, we can spend a lot of time trying to develop infrastructure. We can build an office with coffee and bagels, or we can get up every day and spend that 12 hours actually making a movie. And incrementally, we set ourselves up to scale it up a little bit further. At each stage, we set ourselves up to make the investment a little bit more attractive, find more people, find new people, meet people like you and Tariq who are interested in the story. And in the meantime, we're making it. So that's the best way I know to do it. I already tried the routine of knocking on people's doors with a screenplay, and that didn't make the movie. It didn't make it. It just you know. So I just want to make the movie. And so, how do you make a movie? Get up every day and make a movie.
Absolutely. And Tyler, the last thing I want to ask you here, and we've only got 90 seconds before we got to let you go, so I know this is something that we could talk for hours about, but if you can kind of sum this up, what does the legacy of Josef Kordic mean to you? Because you talk about that being the foundation of this film and really it being an adaptation of a story through this man's eyes. In the 90 seconds that we got left here with you, tell us what the legacy of Josef Kordic means to you.
Well, Kordic and the players, but Kordic definitely is a mirror. He's a mirror to the environment, the events, and the history. But he also he loved his people. He loves the country, and he loved football. But also just as importantly is he had a weight on his shoulders by making a decision to bring in these bakers. We can easily look at the stock side of the story where these bakers saved the people and they played this great game and stuff. But what about the weight of consequence? You know, Kordic brought in these people, and then they were willing to sacrifice their lives because he saved their lives to give him back something, which was this game. So his memory and his way of interpreting this game is also, he's a mirror. He's a reflection of many things, of the weight of decision, of his love for his country and his people, and the lightness of the game. So I hope that kind of answers it.
Oh, absolutely. And Tyler, best of luck as this process continues. I'm sure we'll be in touch throughout. You've definitely got my support and the support of so many listeners of this show. It's the FC Start movie. Stay tuned to the project and the featurette that'll be coming out soon. Tyler Gooden, thank you so much for your time. You're welcome back anytime on the show, mate.
Thank you so much, Nate. And thanks to everyone who listened and for all of you who brought me into this format. And I really appreciate it.
Again, that was Tyler Gooden. We're back with the Fearless Friday forecast on the other side of this break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Another tip of my cap to Tyler Gooden, creator of the FC Start movie. Stay tuned to that project. We'll let you know right here on World Soccer Talk Radio about when the featurette is coming along. Thanks to all the folks at worldsoccertalk.com who got me in touch with Tyler for today's show. It is time now for the Bee's Knees, the best thing since makeout sessions under the bleachers in the 1950s. This is the Fearless Friday Forecast. Four matches that I'm going to lay down bold predictions for. We start with the match kicking off the Premier League weekend. It's Everton, Chelsea. It's the John Stones derby. I got a 2-2 draw, not a 6-3 Chelsea victory the way we had in this fixture last year. 2-2. Pedro with the equalizer laid on for Chelsea. 2-2. Not a good result, in my opinion, for Jose Mourinho and the Blues. Oh, my beloved Reds going to Manchester, Liverpool, and Man United. I want to say a 1-1 draw, but I have a nasty suspicion that Man United are going to win 2-0. Quake Sounders. I will be at Avaya Stadium to see the San Jose Earthquakes defeat the Sounders 2-1 as they try to march towards the playoffs. And then the Milan Derby on Sunday. Matteo Bonetti said it best right here on World Soccer Talk Radio yesterday. I got a 0-0 between Inter and AC Milan. For all the fantastic staff back at headquarters in San Francisco and the gaffer Chris Harris, my name's Nate Abarea. Have a great footballing weekend. Bye for now.